This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Class, I'd like to play something that's pretty old. And we'll talk about it in just a second. Okay, that was the Andrews Sisters, 1942. It's scratchy. That is the version that's available on YouTube. It's the Andrews Sisters, A-N-D-R-E-W-S, Sisters. We've got a job to do. And 1942, 1942. And it was a rally call to the United States. Let's get that ore on the train. Let's make that steel into planes. We've got a job to do. There's no time for grudges. We have a job to do here in the United States and Australia. We really do. And in Canada as well. And we need to all work together, not be separate factions fighting with each other. And we had a secret weapon in World War II, and it was the Andrews Sisters. It really was. They said clearly and succinctly, and they said it to music, what we needed to do. You know, there are many songs that they did, and they were spectacular. The problem is there's no Andrews Sisters today. There's nobody that can do that. We can't have rappers rally us with their music. It flat out won't work. The Andrews Sisters were positive. I mean, we were in the throes of getting ready to speak another language here in the United States and Australia and Canada, the Allies. The Japanese wanted to take over the United States and Australia. The Germans wanted to take over vast sections of Europe and the former Soviet Union. And the Italians, when they were on the Axis side, they were fighting us. They wanted to take over all the land that that Julius Caesar once stole. They wanted to take it back. So that's what was going to happen. And we were in a world of hurt. And the Andrews Sisters were absolutely fabulous. We need the Andrews Sisters. And we need to work together, not fight each other. And if you look at the cities, there's lawlessness. There is the lack of respect for pretty much everything. And so it's clear to me that the United States of America, Australia, Canada, the heyday is behind us. The best days are not ahead. The best days we've already gone through, and we're in decline. And we need to work together to restore the greatness of our countries. That's what we need to do. That's my opinion. Gwyneth, any comments about that? Did we lose Gwyneth? Did we lose me? Gwyneth, are you there? Well, I don't know. It looks like the meters from my end, everything is working just fine. Yeah, modulation's good. The jitter is fine. The delay is fine. Everything's good. But I do not hear Gwyneth. So, let me share with you a few thoughts about items you might want to consider getting for your preparedness pantry. As we go down this road, y'all know that things are getting harder and harder to find, and they're becoming more and more expensive. So I wrote this list, and it has a lot of items in it. And I'll just start with number 20 on the list. I'm sorry, number 11, matches. Do you have matches? Most people don't. They have lighters. Lighters are okay, but they're compressed gas, butane typically, or lighter fluid, like the old Ronsons from World War II. You have to have lighter fluid and you have to have a spark flint to make those work. But matches are really simple. And you can store them in glass jars. I don't know how long, because the ones that we have in my family have had for probably since the 50s, possibly the 60s, in the same jar, glass peanut butter jar. Do we get Gwyneth? Is she back yet?
Hello, I'm back.
Yeah. I was talking about some things that, you know, you should probably consider having, and that's matches. And we have, in the same glass jar that my parents had matches in from the 50s and 60s, and they last a long time. They still work just fine. You want to keep the oxygen from causing them to oxidize and deteriorate. You want to keep moisture from them. So that's why a peanut butter jar with a, back then they had, it was kind of like a spaghetti sauce jar. The lid had a kind of a rubber gasket inside. And they will last probably indefinitely if you keep them cool and dry out of the sunlight and in a sealed container. But who has matches today? I don't know. I don't know anybody. I haven't seen anybody light a match in probably 20 years. Literally, I haven't seen anybody light a match in 20 years. But you might want to get some in case you want to start a fire and cook some food. Gwyneth, any comments about that?
Yeah, as well as that, you might also want to get a flint fire lighting kit. Okay, that's a flint and the steel. And there's also another thing, it's called something like a perpetual match or an everlasting match. And they were quite, actually speaking of World War I and World War II, a lot of the troops had these perpetual matches in World War I and World War II. And what it is, it's a little thing that hangs around your neck. You unscrew it and you can strike it. And the little bottle that comes with a match piece, which is made of something that I'm not sure what it's made of, but it dips into something like spirits or isopropyl alcohol or kerosene. And so you dip this perpetual match into the kerosene or the isopropyl alcohol, methylated spirits or whatever. And then you strike it against the outside of the case, and it lights. And they have some of these perpetual matches or everlasting matches that are from World War I and World War II that they still work. And all that you need to do is now and again top it up with solvent. And I'm going to get one of these things. And they are available on eBay. They cost somewhere between $10 and $20, maybe $30, depending on the seller. And that's something that would be really, really worthwhile having. And, of course, if you can get an old one, that would probably be better. But the new ones are much the same design and will probably do just as well, providing that they're not made in China, of course, providing that you can get a US manufacturer. But I think there are a few manufacturers in the United States, or at least in North America, you know, maybe Mexico, that have begun making these perpetual watches again. So if you want to look that up on eBay, that would be something that would definitely be worthwhile having. But more important than that is to know how to build a fire. Because you can have all the matches in the whole world, but if you don't know how to build a fire so that it lights the first time, you're in a world of hurt. You can have all the boxes and matches that you want, but if you don't know how to set a fire so that it will form every single time into something that can actually do things like keep you warm and boil water, it's not going to be a lot of good. Shall I describe how to do that, Vincent?
Yeah, sure. And just very quickly, what she's talking about with this perpetual match or forever type match, it uses a volatile combustible liquid, and you fill it like you'd fill a lighter, and you unscrew this thumb screw and you pull out this stick or wand, which on the way out sparks and lights. So it's kind of like a steel match. It's kind of like a Q-tip, if you will, with the end of the cotton end of the Q-tip can burn. It's in something that looks like a Bic lighter, and you just refill it and refill it and refill it. And it will last a long time, but it does require maintenance and putting some combustible fluid in it. But yes, please tell us about starting building a fire.
Yeah, okay. Well, what you need is, first of all, you need something called tinder, which is some sort of very fine, flammable, dry substance. So in our modern world, paper makes an excellent tinder. Dry grass. If you're out in the woods, then pine needles or the inner bark of certain trees, if you dry it out, makes quite a good tinder. Birch bark, other sorts of tree bark make, often powder up quite well, make quite a good tinder. Around here, eucalyptus bark is a very good tinder. Because, of course, all eucalyptus is a highly flammable. Do not plant eucalyptus. Do not do it. Except maybe if you're in Australia, but even in our state, don't do it. There's enough eucalyptus trees in Australia. We don't need any more eucalyptus trees. Anyway, what you do then is, on top of the tinder, you put small sticks, very fine sticks, maybe an eighth of an inch to a quarter of an inch round. And you make it like a little teepee.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
I just got Kathy's syllabus for tomorrow's class. You don't want to miss it, class. It's quite interesting and very important. It's domestic engineering, of course. It's about food and a lot of things that you need to know with updates as to what's happening right now. Gwyneth, you're talking about building a fire, starting out with small tinder, and as the fire starts to take hold and grow, you add larger and larger pieces of wood. Please continue.
Yeah, that's how you do it. You start out with quite small sticks, and then you put on, as they start to catch, you put on slightly larger sticks, like maybe half an inch diameter, and then you put on some small branches. Once the larger sticks are caught, then you might, put on the sticks of about a 1 inch diameter. And then you keep going, and you will end up with a fire that is burning logwood. And that's what you do. What you're going to have is you're going to have quite a good bed of hot coal before you put logs on, because the logs will not burn unless they've got a lot of hot coal sitting underneath them. Because fire doesn't really burn from the flame. It burns from the coals that it's sitting on. That's how you form, quickly form a good bed of hot coals, is you build it up with stick wood. And unless you're going to have, a fire to burn through the night, there's really no need for logwood, you know, for putting great logs of wood on the fireplace. So you may only need, you know, three or four logs when you're cutting the wood. And the rest of it sticks from, you know, really fine little sticks to keep it, to get the fire going in the first place, to most of the sticks will be about an inch in diameter, and they will be most of the wood that gets your fire going. And that first phase, when you're getting the fire going, you have a kettle on hand before you start making the fire. You fill a kettle with water and you have it on hand, and as soon as to the bits of wood that are like, the sticks that are like 1 inch in diameter, that's when you begin to put the kettle on. And then you'll have a hot cup of tea or a hot cup of coffee quickly, because those sorts of 1 inch diameter sticks will boil a kettle within 10 minutes. And it's best if you can get the kettle heated, not just from the bottom, but a little bit of flame coming up the side of the kettle, you'll find that the kettle heats up even more quickly. And, you know, if you can have it so that there's some sort of tripod with a hook to hang your kettle from above, that can work quite well, or some type of barbecue grill, or if you've got a wood-fired stove like a Franklin stove. At the moment, I'm cooking a pot of lamb stew, Scotch broth, on my Franklin-type stove that in my lounge room. I've got a tea kettle boiling. And during the ads, I'm cutting up potatoes to put into the Scotch broth. So, and it's heating up the room, and it's creating a lovely bonhomie here in the middle of the night. Because one thing about Australia that people don't realise, it actually does get cold here sometimes, especially at night, and especially in the autumn and in the winter and in the spring. We get cold nights right up until October. I mean, soft sometimes, right up until October. So to have a fire going all night is quite a nice thing. But, you know, often it does go out and then I have to start it again in the morning, but that's okay.
Donald Trump warned America, the U.S. dollar is under attack and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. The White House slamming Speaker McCarthy's decision to open a formal impeachment inquiry into President Biden. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer calling the Republicans' planned impeachment inquiry a witch hunt.
The American people want us to do something that will make their lives better, not go off on these chases and witch hunts.
Tech industry leaders will be on Capitol Hill today discussing AI. Senators will hear from Elon Musk, Mark Zuckerberg, Bill Gates, and others during a closed-door meeting. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and Russian President Vladimir Putin are bonding and possibly working out a deal to supply Moscow with weapons for its war in Ukraine. The two leaders meeting earlier today at a spaceport in Russia's Far East, a rare trip outside North Korea for Kim. Corey Myers, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
This could be sliding.
When are today's hot?
Why are
you take my when you go to the for 2 seconds?
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
You know, Gwyneth mentioned a Franklin stove named after Ben Franklin, one of the founders of the United States. And he was an inventor. He was a publisher. He was an author. He was a pretty bright guy. And he wanted to have a stove that had multiple purposes. One, not only to heat the room that it was in, but to cook on. And he developed one. Gwyneth, would you like to flesh out a little bit more about what a Franklin stove is?
Yeah, a Franklin stove, there's a few different designs out there, but basically it's a cast iron box with a door on the front. And it has, on the top, you can remove a round section at the top called the trivet, or you can replace it. And if you remove the trivet, then it enables the heat from the fire to directly burn onto your cooking pots, which means that they get hot a lot more quickly than they would otherwise. And so you can put the trivet to one side, or you can have it in place, depending on what you need to do. You can use a Franklin stove for boiling kettles. You can use it for cooking pots of soup. You can even, you put the trivet on so that the fire is not quite so intense, and you can put a roasting pan on top of a Franklin stove, and you can cook a roast in it on top of a Franklin stove. I've done that many times. And it's got a door on the front. The door on my particular stove happens to be broken, so it sort of leans on the front of it. But that's okay. It's kind of old. But normally it has a door with a latch, and the door swings open. Normally the door has glass on it so that you can see the fire. That is a special type of fire glass, so that you can see the fire burning inside. And like I said, it creates a nice bonhomie for the room when you can actually see the fire, but it also enables you to monitor what's going on. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah, and I bought one many years ago. I bought it used, and as you said, it's cast iron. It's a very old design. The one I had had two doors in the front. And you could open the doors up and see the fire like a fireplace. It had cast iron on all sides, top, bottom, left, right, front and back. And the idea was you could close down the air going to it so that you could, if you wanted to, you could have a fire last a lot longer because you gave less air to consume the fuel. Or if you wanted more heat, you could give it more air. If you wanted to see the fire, you open the doors. If you wanted to prolong the fire and get maximum heat extracted from the fire into the room, he closed the doors. It's a great design. You could put it in a fireplace. It was designed so that the back was angled so it would fit in a traditional fireplace and smoke would go right from the top of the, or out the back or the top of the wood stove. And it was a wonderful design. It was more efficient. It was more efficient in terms of the use of the wood and extracting more heat than a fireplace would be. And it's attributed to the design efforts of Benjamin Franklin. Great, great idea. And how long do they last? Pretty much indefinitely. So there aren't many parts that can wear out that I can think of. And it's all cast iron. Cast iron heats slowly. It doesn't deform very much when it gets overheated. It's relatively safe. It's just a fabulous way to go. You don't see many of them anymore. I guess too much work. As a matter of fact, you don't see wood stoves very much anymore either. Too much work. But as we go down this road to more electronic devices, more computer controls, and they start failing, people are going to wish they had not gone that way and stayed with the old tried and true mechanical designs, like the Franklin stove. So it's not a completely airtight stove, but it's darn close. Would you agree with that, Gwyneth?
Yeah, I would. And actually, when I was living in Geraldton, Australia, I once picked up a Franklin stove on the side of the road. And somebody had written on the outside with a piece of corrugated cardboard, free. And so I figured out a way to get that thing home. Very, very happy. I think at the time I had my truck, you know, one-ton truck. So I think that I got some friends together and we put this, you know, Franklin stove on the back of my one-ton truck. And boy, oh boy, was it busy. But I got it home. And I installed it in my lounge room. And I had the flue pot going out a window. And that was really good. It warmed the whole lounge room up. And it did really well. But I think that the people who bought the house off me, I think they got rid of it. So the house came with a gas fire, but I've never liked gas fires, Vincent. I don't think that they're, I've heard of too many cases of people getting gassed by them, of them exploding and such like. It doesn't happen very often, but when it does happen, it is utterly catastrophic. So I don't trust gas fires in, as a form of heating and laundering and such like. I'd much prefer a wood fire because then you have a lot more control over the fuel than a gas fire. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and I just went to eBay to see, I typed in Franklin stove, just those two words, Franklin stove. And there's one for $300. They want you to pick it up. It's darn near impossible to ship it at a reasonable rate. There's another one, and this is pre-owned. There's another one, $600. There's another one, $2,200. Another one, $1,000. Another one, $350. So the price is all over the map. But I'm thinking I paid maybe $100, $75 for the one that I bought back in the late 70s. It was used. And you don't have to worry about it being old. You know, it's not like an old one is worse than a new one. As a matter of fact, I think it would be just the opposite. An old one would be better than a new one. And you can seal up where the cast iron plates meet and are bolted together. If there are air leaks, you can seal that up with stove sealant. And you can, if it's rusty, you can paint it black. There's a paint called Stove Black made just for that. So I think it's a great way to go. I really do. In Virginia, we had in our shop, we had a wood stove. And I put one in the basement as well, and I connected it to the forced hot air heating system. So, you know, I wanted to make sure that we had an oil burner back in Virginia. I wanted to make sure that if the price of oil got out of control or we couldn't source fuel oil, we could certainly just heat with wood. So you might want to do that. But then again, you have to have wood. And the amount of wood that you'll be using is enormous. You will not believe, if you've never heated with wood, and you think you get a pickup truck load of wood, be good for a couple of years, that's a wish. In the winter, a pickup truck load of wood might go a week, 1 week. You'll be using an enormous amount of wood. Gwyneth, how much wood do you go through a year, would you say? But it's a lot warmer where you are.
I would say I go through a piled up high wheelbarrow full of wood a day. One day. Imagine a wheelbarrow piled high. So not just the tray, about double that. Piled high. That's how much wood I would go through day in the winter time.
Mm-hmm. Huh? Yeah. So what I said was not an exaggeration. Then we use way more wood than you would think. You know, those bundles of wood that they sell at the supermarket for about $10, and maybe five, six split sticks of wood. It would last maybe a half an hour. Maybe.
Yeah, you could stretch it out to a few hours if you were careful and collected stick wood for most of it.
Yeah. Yeah, you probably could.
Now,
our,
something Sorry, what was that?
I'm sorry, you were breaking up. Please continue.
Okay. I was saying that you might be able to stretch it out to a few hours if you went and collected a lot of stick wood. That's like the one-inch diameter wood that tends to fall from the trees. You know, if you've got a woodlot handy to your place, stick wood is, I mean, my land is constantly producing stick wood. I live in a 20-acre eucalyptus forest. So I can usually go out and collect half a barrel of stick wood any time that I want. And then I have to just focus on finding the other half a barrel of logwood, which is sometimes a little bit more difficult. But what I wanted to mention was this week when my check came in, I went out, still on the topic of wood, I went to my local farm produce store, which is a mom and dad operation, and I bought a pussy willow tree and I bought a Lombardy poplar. And we are getting near to the end of tree planting time where I live, which ends on the 21st of September. That's spring equinox, is the end of tree planting time. You might be able to push it out an extra week after that, but it's pretty futile much longer after that to be planting trees. And the reason why is for the purpose of firewood and for the purpose of fence posts, farm poles, and baskets. Canes for making baskets. And that is why I bought the pussy willow tree.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. teamgaday.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Y'all notice that ever since the United States Postal Service rates increased the last time, delivery got worse? Did you ever notice that? I just got a notification that I was supposed to get something today. It doesn't look like it's coming today. It seems like it's taken about 10 days. You order something on eBay, and it used to be you'd get it within about 6 or 7 days. Now it's like 10. And maybe it's just me. Maybe they can't find the farm. Maybe it's just here. It's localized to just, you know, our farm. But it seems like it's taking a long time. Much longer. And I'm pretty sure that things will get better with these new electric trucks that the United States Postal Service has bought. They'll be able to get out there faster. And everything will get better. At least that's what they tell us. Gwyneth, back to you. Did we lose Gwyneth?
Hi.
Gwyneth, are you there? Hey, okay, good. Back to you.
Hi. I didn't hear. It was breaking up pretty badly. I didn't hear most of what you said. Something about eBay and the postal service.
Oh, yeah. What I was saying is that the mail delivery has gotten worse. It's about 10 days now.
You're breaking up.
Yeah, okay. Well, why don't you just continue and I'll just sit back.
Okay. So what I was going to say was you've got to realize we're heading into a complete systemic collapse, and you need to not just think about food, but you need to think about everything else that you need. And that includes firewood. That includes things like basket cane, weaving, timber, and willow is top of the list, definitely. And you've got to keep your eye out on the curbside, not when you're driving around in the countryside. If you've got a wayside willow tree, stop. Go get out of the path. And break off some willow branches and take them home and plant them in your yard. You will not regret it. Okay, willows needs a damp spot. This is weeping willow, needs quite a damp place to be really happy. But if you've got, I did this earlier on in the year when I was 40, and I was out and about with a friend of mine, and I saw some yellow tubes. I said, stop the car. My friend, stop the car. And I got out, and I broke off the willow branches, and I put them in the back of his vehicle. And I said, all right, off we go. My friends used to be doing this sort of thing. And I took them home, and I planted them around a damn wall, on the inside of my damn wall, because it stabilizes the damn wall, and it also is a source of basket weaving canes for making baskets. What are you going to do when your laundry basket breaks? Where are you going to get a new laundry basket when you've got a complete end of civilization circumstance? You're going to have to make a laundry basket. When I was a teenager, I learned how to do cane basket weaving, and that I can still do when I need to. So firewood, and also the other thing that willow is very good for is it is the source of aspirin. You can get the inner bark of the willow tree fresh, and you chop it up, and about a teaspoon in a cup of boiling water with some honey, stir it up, and that will give you about a dose of aspirin, equivalent to an aspirin tablet. So that is a very, very handy medicine to have. Very good for pain relief. It's also anti-inflammatory, and it's also an excellent heart tonic. This is not medical advice, by the way. This is ancient traditional herbal knowledge and education. But keep your eye out and educate yourself on useful and medicinal herbs. Learn what they are. And when you see them, when you're out and about, stop, get some, take it home, and begin to propagate it in your garden. That's what everybody needs to do. And when you're on eBay, if you see an unusual medicinal plant, the propagation stock, the seed, the plant, a cutting or whatever, for sale on eBay, buy it. Buy it now while we still have these systems. Or Etsy or whatever, you know, online shopping system that you happen to frequent. Get as many edible, useful and medicinal plants cultivated on your property as you possibly can, and do it now. Don't wait, because we are right at the point of a complete collapse of civilization. And the more resources...
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.